This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden approves military airdrops of aid into Gaza after a chaotic encounter left more than 100 dead. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says the military will soon start airdrops of aid, noting the flow of help right now is nowhere near enough.
Innocent lives are on the line and children's lives are on the line.
The U.S. had been considering airdrops for months, and while yesterday's incident appeared to tip the balance, it won't be easy.
There's few military operations that are more complicated.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the airdrops will supplement overland air deliveries. The administration's pushing Israel to allow more truck convoys into Gaza. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Navalny's family and supporters are laying the opposition leader to rest after his death in prison. AP correspondent Karen Shamis reports.
Hundreds of mourners lined up behind control barriers outside of the church, many holding red flowers. On live-streamed footage, the crowd applauded and chanted his name as his coffin was taken out of the vehicle as it arrived at the church. Many came from around Russia to say their goodbyes. Mourner Nadezhda Ivanova, who came from Kaliningrad for the event, told the AP, Alexei, for everyone who's here today and for many who did not dare to come here, is a person who not only gave his life in the fight for something, but who gave his life in the fight for us. His supporters say several churches in Moscow refused to hold the service before Navalny's team got permission from one in the capital's Marino district. I'm Karen Shamas.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. According to updated estimates from the World Health Organization and an international group of researchers, more than a billion people globally are now considered obese. With more, here's VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Obesity is so prevalent, it has become more common than being underweight in most nations, including those that struggle with undernourishment. Francisco Braca, director of the Department of Nutrition and Food Safety in the World Health Organization, calls the prevalence of obesity and underweight the double burden of malnutrition.
Obesity rates have been increasing in most of the world countries. Only a few countries have been able to keep the rates at the levels of 30 years ago. But in general, there's been a large increase, both in high-income countries and in countries of lower income.
According to the WHO, obesity is a condition linked to an increased risk of numerous serious health problems. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The European Union says it will pay $54 million to the main provider of aid in Gaza next week. It says the cash-strapped UN agency has agreed to allow EU-appointed experts to audit the way it screens staff to identify extremists. The UNRWA agency is reeling from allegations that 12 of its 13,000 Gaza staffers participated in the October 7th Hamas attacks in Israel. More than a dozen countries have suspended funding. It's the main supplier of food, water, and shelter, but faces financial collapse. The European Commission said Friday that two further tranches of 16 million euros each go to UNRWA as it complies with their agreement. UNRWA chief Felipe Lazzarini says the funding, quote, comes at a critical time. CVS and Walgreens plan to start dispensing abortion pill Mifepristone soon. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
An abortion pill will be available in a few states within weeks. A spokeswoman for CVS Health says the company will start filling prescriptions for Mifepristone in Rhode Island and Massachusetts in the weeks ahead. And a spokesman for Walgreens says the drugstore will begin dispensing the medication within a week at locations in New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, California, and Illinois. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Biden administration is pleased with the announcements.
Many women will soon make the option to pick up their prescription at a local certified pharmacy, just as they would for any other medication.
The moves by CVS and Walgreens come more than a year after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration finalized a rule change that broadened availability of abortion pills to many more pharmacies. The Supreme Court is weighing a challenge from conservative groups who are seeking to reverse Mifepristone's approval or roll back policies that have made it easier to obtain. I'm Mike Hempen.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.